You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info.
You're listening to Tech Webcast, episode 130.
I am Scott, and this is Shona. We're from TV Live on Stage, and we are very glad to be gate-crashing the fun of Aaron, Brad, and John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hey, all good, mate. All good. Good to have you on. We've got John from the Philippines. Hey, John.
Yes. Actually, currently in Singapore.
Currently in Singapore. You're living there, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
Long time no chat, mate. What's news?
Yes. Not much. My life has pretty changed since I landed here in Singapore, you know, trying to work out work out the groundwork, you know, so I could come to Australia one day and, work and the dreams.
Now, you've got a job now, mate. That's good
yes.
stuff. You've got a job, full-time job.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Working five days a week.
A week.
And that's good, mate. You'll be in Australia very short soon, I hope.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that and looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, yeah, indeed, and meeting a few other people too.
I've been with Tech Webcast since the very start. I mean, you know, I was there when this show started.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you were, mate, for sure. Yeah, you've been here since day one and you haven't been on for a while.
Yes.
That's good. And also we have Aaron from Oz Tech News. How are you, mate?
I'm really, really good. It's been about a month since I've been on the show now, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy. I've been doing consulting work for a financial institution in Australia. So, cool. They've been doing this massive project, and I've been working days and nights on that.
Oh, nice.
And I've launched a second website, as you know, Brad.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Oz Gadget News.
Cool.
So that's started to take off now, and I've also just become a contributor for BusinessInsider.com.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I've been writing for them now. I've done three articles so far, and gosh, the referral traffic is off the charts.
Wow.
You know, lots of people read that website. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, been pretty busy, but back to it, and they'll be back every week now on the show.
Cool. And I've also getting some phones to review too. Got an email the other day. I'm getting some phone reviews, yeah.
Fantastic.
Can't wait, mate. Yeah, so they picked us up on Twitter and sent us an email.
Yeah, perfect.
Can't wait for that. And now we've got the guys from the Vodafone fail video. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Very good. Very happy to be here.
Oh, good. Now, how did you guys get in doing that video?
How did it all start? Well, definitely personal frustration. I was with Three and up until about a month ago, and Scott is at the final stretch of his contract with Vodafone. And it just got to the point where we'd be on the phone to each other discussing. We're part of a comedy duo called TV Live on Stage, and we do live shows and other videos, and we'd be on the phone to each other discussing other sketches and other things that we'd be doing for our show. And, you know, one phone call would turn into 15 phone calls because they would just keep cutting out. We couldn't send texts to each other. We couldn't send messages. We couldn't, you know, get on the internet on our iPhones. It was just pathetic. So we just thought, oh, we have to vent. We have to vent. Surely someone else understands this pain.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened that way.
All right, cool. And you'll be actually, it's been on the news. That's how I found out about it. So good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was surprising. Like Sunrise did it today,
yeah,
tonight,
Sunrise,
and ABC News.
Yeah.
The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald. It was ridiculous.
And we have no idea that they do it. Like, they just use it. Like,
yeah.
People end up telling us, oh, we saw you tonight on A Current Affair. And we're like, oh, really? Or,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, so, making the videos, is this your full time job, what you do, or?
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah, it's not full-time, we do stage shows once a year in Melbourne. So we've got a season coming up in August, the 17th to the 20th.
Oh, okay.
And so we do – a lot of our focus goes to the live performance because that's our kind of bag. We do TV Live on Stage. The name comes from doing TV sketch comedy, but we do it live. So we changed between all the different characters in front of the audience. That's kind of like the trick. Mm. And originally we just did the videos because we needed about 2 minutes to change costume in between each sketch.
Mm.
So we do have some that are music video parodies, like Vodafone, and we have Kesha TikTok. And then the other ones we do are it's just character comedy. So we have, you know, a core stable of characters, and then they just keep coming up and doing stupid things and hopefully making people laugh.
Oh, nice. How did you make the Vodafone Vale video? Was it a big job?
It was written a while ago, just about Three, and then they merged, and so we changed it to suit the merging of Vodafone and Three. We recorded using GarageBand on my Mac computer. One day we'll be able to afford software that we can actually edit properly with.
Yes.
And the recording process probably took about, that took the longest, I think, about a week and a half.
Mm.
And then we filmed it over literally 2.5 days because I had to fly out to Thailand. So, so it was all done after after about 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
All right, cool. And you're no longer with Vodafone, Shauna or whatever.
I'm not with Three anymore. I'm now with Telstra.
That's good.
Very
Telstra
happily
rocks.
With Telstra.
Yeah, Telstra rocks. I love Telstra. And Scott, you're not with Vodafone anymore. We're on tomorrow.
I still am. I've still got the Voda, but I've got the Telstra SIM card. I'm ready to roll. Tuesday I can do it. So yeah, I'm on the last cast of no reception.
So your appearance on this show is really like a last hurrah, like a last FU before you ride off into the sunset.
Although, it's good that Telstra got a bit cheaper. I was surprised. That's why I didn't go with them to begin with. They were so expensive.
Mm.
Yeah,
but they've kind of got – they're still more expensive than everybody else, but they're a bit more reasonable now.
Oh, so reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm paying like $10 extra than what I was before. So
it's sort of funny. Like, I'd be interested to ask you guys, like, so you're both from Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
Are you like spread all over Melbourne? Like, do you travel around quite a lot within the city, or do you find yourself in one place?
It depends what we need to do. I mean, we're both sort of city dwellers more so than not. I'm on the north side and Scott's on the south side, but definitely more city oriented. But you know, we've shot film clips out in the sticks. Like, I grew up out in the southeastern suburbs, so we've filmed a few things out there. It just sort of depends where we need to do the work, but I'd say that everything we sort of need to do is around the city.
I'm
particularly interested, like, if you guys are like spread throughout Melbourne quite a lot, like just about reception, like whether you've sort of found that with Three and Vodafone that like there's particular black spots in Melbourne.
I'm right in the city. When I go to work, I'm right in the city. Like you know, catch a train. It's like 5 minutes into the CBD. And I couldn't use my phone inside the clinic that I work in. In my house as well. Like, it wouldn't just be no low reception. It would be no reception, no service. Don't even try. I can't even piggyback another tower.
it's interesting because, I mean, Vodafone has been a hot topic all year in terms of poor reception. But I've never really heard anyone bag out Three. I used to live in Sydney up until like 2 years ago, and now I live in the Gold Coast. I haven't found that Three have been overly that bad, but I'm quite fascinated that you found that Three has just been really frustrating in Melbourne. I wasn't aware of that.
With data, they're particularly bad with data. Like, I had like a 3G little card and it was unusable, and I just rang them and they're just like, oh yeah, there's no reception in St Kilda. And if anybody that knows Melbourne, St Kilda is like an inner suburb. To have no reception at all in St Kilda is ridiculous. So then...
Yeah.
So I dumped them and went to Vodafone, and that was kind of from the pot into the frying pan.
Well, you know what's funny? I've got two phones, and I've got one of each. One's a Vodafone phone, and the other one's a Three phone. So I'm sort of like
a
glutton for punishment. Yeah. what's funny though is that like I used to have an iPhone on my Three SIM, and now I've got an Android phone on that. But like my Three SIM used to regularly get HSDPA reception. And now I've got an iPhone 4 on Vodafone, and I haven't once ever gotten HSDPA reception. It's only ever 3G.
Oh,
so always connected the lower speeds. So I've always sort of found that Three has been a lot better than Vodafone. And I think that probably on a national scale, the majority of cases, that would be the case, that Three is a lot better than Vodafone. And for me personally, I always sort of found that the merger of Vodafone and Three would be the one saving grace of Vodafone, that perhaps that, you know, once they combine all their base stations together, Three would be like the one thing that may actually drag Vodafone out of the mud with some decent reception. So for you guys to sort of say that Three is like garbage in Melbourne, that's just hilarious. Like,
I'd say it got worse when they merged. Yeah, like they got together and they both just failed even more. Significantly worse.
And Three doesn't roam to Telstra anymore, like, because that went. So now, once it loses reception, that's gone. It's hard to write a comedy sketch when you only hear half of it.
Your highlighting some pretty good points, and I guess, it's pretty interesting how, like, everyone's only ever complained about Vodafone, but for you guys to point out that Three are pretty stuffed as well, and it's only getting worse, then, you're bringing another element to the discussion that no one's ever really looked at before, you know?
Exactly. Has Vodafone contacted you guys about the video?
No.
No, I think they made a statement that they
happy to help us.
Not gonna sort of, you know, get angry at us or anything. They released a statement saying that they've seen it and that's it. So haven't had anyone egg our house yet.
But mind you, right before we released the video, Shona was away. So I was finishing off the edit and I was gonna put it up. And I actually contacted Vodafone because we got out of our contract at work. And I rang them and I just said, this is just so bad. You've got to do something. And they offered me 100 free texts. So that was pretty much hitting the upload button. I'm like, I'll tell you what you can do with your 100 free texts. You can put it, send them right back to your call center where it belongs. And you shouldn't have to fight with a company to get what you pay for.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I left my Three contract probably 4 weeks early, just to go to Telstra because I couldn't stand it anymore. And they slapped a whopping great cancellation fee on top of my last bill. And I was like, come on, like, I wouldn't have left early if you had decent reception, but you left me no choice. Like, it was just it was unusable. I couldn't use my phone. So, yeah, that was a last little triumph I walked away with from Three.
That's good. Yeah, I hope Telstra works out for you.
Yes, it has so far.
Yeah, that's why I was worried there, that everyone's going to get a Telstra and oversubscribe their network and we have to make a new song.
They don't want to piss us off. Telstra better stay on our books.
Yeah, exactly. John, have you got any questions?
No. How about you, Brad? Are you a subscriber to Vodafone?
No, mate. I wouldn't go near if you paid me. I'm with Telstra.
So you can't relate with them?
What's that?
Can you relate with them, with what they're saying?
I can understand one word they're saying, mate. I wouldn't go near Vodafone. They're just shit, and I wouldn't use them. But Telstra Next G is a great service. It's really fast, and 3G is good. Good coverage.
You know what's most amusing about the future of telecommunications is that, over the next 2 years, you know, Vodafone are actually spending like $1.5 billion to scrap all their base stations and start again. Nokia Siemens supplied most of their maintenance and infrastructure for their current system, and they're starting entirely from scratch with all new base stations from Hawaii, and they're all going to be brand new 3G base stations. But whilst Vodafone are spending all that time supplying new gear, which I don't doubt for a second will work well, during that time, Telstra are spending the money to build a 4G network, LTE.
Yeah.
And so by the time Vodafone become fantastic again, they would have caught up, but they would have caught up to today.
Yeah.
Whereas Telstra are constantly looking towards the future and just going to wipe the floor with everyone's ass, because LTE is going to be like super fast. It's like 80 cell speeds on a mobile phone.
It just seems like they're always a few steps behind. And like even if they do become amazing – in the next handful of years, most people would have just given up and gone to Telstra. That's just what people are doing. People are going in droves to a Telstra store and signing up with them now.
Yeah. I think everyone's finding their niche now. It's like Vodafone and Three are like the no frills of mobile phone industry.
They're definitely the cheaper option to go, definitely.
Yeah, and I think Optus are like just for capital cities and are really – the only value in Optus is if you're going to bundle with other services and that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And Telstra are if you live in the bush or live in rural areas or if you're a business person –
Or if you want to make a call.
Or if you want to make a call.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But did you see, like, on the news, the like the World Health Organization has actually said, oh, actually, you were right, mobile phones are dangerous. And we're like, yeah, thanks. They've been here for 20 years now. Could have done with that information earlier.
Mm.
You know? Mm. Like, what's the point of telling us now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true, yeah.
You know, we've got a whole generation of people that have not known life without mobile phones.
Mm.
And, yeah. You know, and we all stamp our foot when we have to plug into a wire.
Yeah.
And you're like, we couldn't live without it now. Like, the society's moved so far beyond, you know, anything to do with a wire.
There's no alternative now. No. It's too late.
There's wire snobbery, you know. You put, bring out a wire and people turn their nose
oh,
up at it.
No.
Oh, no. I don't do that.
Landline.
The story is just writing itself for your next clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get into some tech news. Aaron, what's been going on, mate?
Oh, mate, it's all been going on this week. We've had the E3 Expo.
It has.
We've had Apple's WWDC, which was this week. It was actually at the same time. Apple were quite slimy and went and booked it the exact same day, the opening day.
Mm.
So we had some competing headlines, and that's mainly that, of course, you know, Apple have brought out their updates to their two operating systems, to macOS and also to iOS. So the latest versions have been released, and they'll be out next month. And also Apple have released iCloud, which is going to keep them all in sync together. The real news was really at the E3, though. I mean, that sort of stuff was expected from Apple. They didn't really release anything that sort of surprised anyone. It's just it's relief, really, that it's finally here.
Yeah.
But at E3 Expo, you know, all the three companies, you know, like competing in gaming now, they're all at each other's throats and they're all trying to, you know, one-up each other. And it was embarrassing this year, you know. Microsoft are really showing them how it's done. So whereas like Nintendo and Sony have released new consoles this week. So Sony have released the PlayStation Vita, okay. Which is a handheld console, and it's really like the next evolution of the PSP. It's actually more powerful than the PS3, and it's a handheld console. It's quite cool. They're aggressively pricing it too. Like in Australia, we can expect that that's going to be about $350.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah. It's going to be quite amazing. And as for Nintendo, they released a console called the Golden Shower. look, that is the Wii U. Is the dumbest Wii product name I've ever heard. Yeah. Ever.
Oh, that's so funny.
I want you to Wii on me.
I want you to Wii all over
me.
I was saying on Twitter that, you know, if you say Wii U over and over enough times, you can make yourself sound like an ambulance, you know?
Yeah.
look, it's dumb. But, you know, like, and what sort of happened, though, is that, like, whilst Sony's product was quite impressive, I mean, they've gone and come up with a product name that sounds almost identical to Vista, like Vita. You know, it's just dropping one letter. It's like, why would you even make yourself remotely associated with a name like that, which is so reviled throughout the world, you know? So they've gone and done that. And then Nintendo have gone and, you know, it was dumb enough that their last console was, you know, associated with urination, but now it's all like, yeah, urinate on me or something. You know, it's like, it's dumb. You know,
I reckon
it's
that's so really, dumb. That's just really wrong, Nat. That's disgusting.
Oh, of course it is. That's you know, right. It's and I was sort of saying that, like, I know Nintendo are Japanese and all that, and so you sort of look at things from Japanese context, but, like, I can speak Japanese, and that has no sort of, you know, reference that English-speaking people are sort of missing or anything. It's just Wii U. It's dumb. And actually, people are thinking that the console will bomb, not only for having a terrible name, but it seems to have next to no use. You know, it looks like you can do some pretty interesting games. Like, for those of you who aren't familiar with the console, what it is that imagine a normal Nintendo Wii, with a console that you plug into the television, and you can also use the nunchucks with it. But it also gives you a handheld unit as well with a 6-inch screen on it. So what you'll be able to do is like use the handheld touchscreen device as a console as a controller for the normal Wii U console, and then when you want to not play on a television anymore, you can just play on the handheld itself. And it provides scenarios like, for example, like if you're playing a golf game, you can put the touchscreen device on the ground and it's showing the ball on the tee, and you can use the nunchucks as a golf club and like swing at the touchscreen device to hit the ball, and then on the television you'll see the ball fly off somewhere and all that. That's interesting.
Smash it, buy a new one.
Yeah, look, that's interesting, but what game developers like to do is they like to make a game and then release it on every console so that they can get the most coverage in terms of people buying it. And those sorts of games, whilst they're going to have some novelty value, it's like you can't do that on any other console, so it's going to be limited to just that. So it's like they've brought out this console, and on top of all that, everyone reckons it's going to be about $650 for this sort of console in Australia. So it's sort of like
expensive on chair.
Yeah,
quite expensive. Oh yeah,
I'd do it for $5. I'm kidding.
$250.
Yeah, look, so this is what Sony and Nintendo are doing. As for Microsoft, they don't have to be insecure about their console. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the Kinect. And so they're just focusing on refining the product. They've updated the dashboard. It's a whole new dashboard again. So they're calling it the new Xbox experience again.
Yep.
That's what they called the last one too. So it's like the next Xbox experience. It's totally changed. And instead of having like one interface for the controller and a separate one for Kinect, which is what they did last time, it's just all one interface for a controller or Kinect.
And what about voice control to watch live TV and stuff? And there's going to be Yuzu on there too, Aaron.
That's yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, voice control is something that they didn't release in Australia with Kinect because the Australian accent just wasn't tuned to the Kinect.
Come on.
That's funny.
Put the bloody video on.
Yeah, I know. I actually wrote to Xbox support and said, would it be possible if I could actually just set my Kinect to understand me in Japanese instead, but not throw all Japanese all over my console? I still want to read it in English. It's like, at least I'll just control it in Japanese. And like, I didn't get a response. I think the answer is no.
Maybe they're getting confused on the Xbox, and you know the machine thought people were ordering porn. You know, show me your Xbox. I want to turn the Xbox on. Some porn would come up. Oh no, that's not what I ordered, mate.
Oh,
I just want to see Shrek. But yeah, this is good. This is good. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Cover your eyes, Tom.
Holy moly! Never seen somebody do that before.
There is a donkey in this one, but I don't think it's the animated version.
Yeah. just change the rating of this program.
Oh yeah, definitely it should be gonna be R-rated.
So yeah, look, anyway, so gaming as you can see is getting pretty twisted this year. On top of that, the other news is that Duke Nukem was released a little bit early because it got leaked to Time Sites.
I've seen it, great game. I'm gonna buy it. Can't wait.
Oh, so am I.
The
really sorry,
old version I used to play.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
everyone used to. It was the best game ever.
Best game. Yes.
I still got my Sega Master System 1.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That's with cool. Cartridges.
Oh, yeah, when you had to, like, blow on the ends of them if they got
dusty.
Dusty.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Funny.
And it had cards, too. It could take cards. I remember Transport. I had it on a card.
Mm.
It would slide in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly I was a fat and lonely child. Never mind.
Yeah, well, look, I wouldn't blame you if you're still hanging on to that console waiting for the next Duke Nukem game, but you know, it has been a while. But look, yeah, it's finally out. And it was quite low key, like when it sort of came out, because I think it was just a bit of a last second gut reaction to have to sort of go, oh, it got leaked, stick it out, get everyone buying it. So it's out this week. Look. It finally made it. 13 years of waiting. It's finally out. So yeah. We got there.
And also there's going to be Halo. The new Halo is going to be revamped as well, Aaron.
Yeah. HD, like the first. The first Halo game is going to be re-released. Yep. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be Kinect enabled. And then Halo 4 is out. So, we've got a couple to look forward to, both coming out like end of next year, I think.
Oh, God.
This is what Microsoft do. They announce things and then you wait for a year
waiting.
Or something.
I really do. I hate waiting. And I hate waiting for this new iOS. I just want it now. Just give it to me. I want it.
Yeah. I hate it. You know, and the other quick piece of news is that it only just got come out today. But Microsoft have finally revealed that Xbox Live is going to be built into Windows 8.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's not just for the Xbox anymore. Yeah. You'll be able to actually game against people on your computer and on your Windows 8 tablets.
What about using the Xbox controller? Can you use that on the computer?
You already can.
Oh, you can. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can too. You can.
Keep up. Honestly. Yeah, you can. Everybody knew this. I use the Xbox on my computers all the time.
Oh,
yeah, download some porn. Yeah, torrents, tell you what.
So now the final thing that Microsoft needs to reveal, that Kinect will be built into Windows 8. They're not saying whether it will or not yet, but surely it will.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Look, it's good to just bring it off the television and use it in computing scenarios as well. I mean, touchscreen devices are fine, but you get fingerprints all over your things, you know? Like, it'd actually be nice to do off-screen gestures, you know? And this is what Kinect will bring. So that's a step closer that Xbox Live will be in computers, because a lot of people prefer to build their own systems, you know, when it comes to gaming and all that.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they brought Xbox Live to it. Cool. And so that's probably like about 1% of what happened this week, but they're the most exciting things.
Good stuff. So and what about you, John? What are your views on all this, mate?
With the gaming?
Yeah, you've been a bit quiet, Ben.
Yes. I think, it's exciting that new things and innovations come out this week about in the gaming industry. Hopefully, I'll be able to join the bandwagon
and get an iPhone. You are going to get an iPhone 4 though, aren't you?
Yes, pretty soon.
Well, I hope so. You better get one, because come on.
You've
got that Samsung phone. Get rid of that.
Yeah. It has no SCART, which is a fail.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. And what's the 3G like over there, John, for your phone reception?
It's pretty fast. It's pretty fast. Singapore is small. I believe Singtel, this is the dominating company here, owns either part of, I think, Telstra or something.
Optus.
It is Optus, yeah.
Yeah.
Internet connection here is pretty fast. The 3G, it's nice, except, of course, when I'm underground in the train, which is, you'll fail. But generally speaking, I when I tried to use my tethering feature in my Samsung Wave phone to my computer, the speed of the internet is pretty fast and it's nice.
Yeah, I agree. I love using hotspot on my iPhone.
They even have fiber optic plans here. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm really, really curious.
Get one and come back on and do it.
Only issue with it, Brad, is that it has some additional requirements, like you have to own the place or something like that, because they have to certify first that the residence is ready for fiber optic, something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
And in Singapore, they don't have I think they have fewer challenges when it comes to implementing fiber optic due to the size of the area. Singapore is a small island and very controlled, whereas so they were able to implement it here, and I think this they call it here like I forgot the name, but it has the NBN also.
Okay.
But yeah, all
right, good stuff.
I'm looking forward, and I'm very curious as to how fast it is to have the fiber optic.
Cool. And what's been going on with your show, John, with Tech Conclave, mate? Is that coming back soon, or with video?
Yes, it is coming back soon. I'm pretty much like preparing, because I can only work with respect to my situation here. And I recently got a job here in Singapore, and still adjusting with the place. I mean, it feels normal now, but it's just dealing with the work and finding enough time to reignite the show again. But apparently, I'm still me and Michael still works and release a audio podcast, and hopefully I can begin the video show again as soon as I move to the CBD, which will happen sometime this month.
Nice.
Fantastic.
And also, I just want to mention this podcast will be replayed on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. So you can go to, what's that noise?
Wow. I was thinking we're having thunderstorms over here.
Oh, that's that John. So, Scott, what else do you do, mate, besides making videos and stuff and that sort of thing?
Well, we do a live show once a year. So we've got one coming up in Melbourne in August, which is the 17th to the 20th.
Cool.
And if people want to see the details of the live show, we've got a website, which is tvliveonstage.com.
All right.
And all our videos are there too. So we started off as character comedy. So
yeah, I like them. They're funny.
It's sketch comedy. So we have like a dancers and we have...
Lies.
Which is like kind of like an ethnic brother and sister.
Yeah, I love that.
And then we have ethnic for everybody listening overseas.
Can you do that voice for us? Can you do the voice?
Oh, fully sick, bro. I can't believe I'm on your podcast. Oh my god. I'm feeling so connected to your 3G right now.
Oh my god.
This is like Jersey Shores, but next six.
Oh, Tate, we have a big situation over here.
Do you want me to take my clothes off?
Oh, Dane, Aloysius. I've got a fake tan.
Get off me.
You get vomit chunks on the Scott machine.
Oh, not again.
All right, sorry, Ray.
Sorry, we're back.
Fake is.
That was an interlude.
Fake.
That's cool.
Yeah, fake. What are we doing?
Voices can you do? What other voices can you do?
There's Kate and Pete and the dancers.
Dancers.
And we're two. It's going to be famous one day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're already famous in certain circles. Like, my mum's a really big fan.
Yeah, too. And my dad's a really big fan, too.
And we auditioned for Australian Idol 6 times.
Yeah.
Not
nearly,
lucky yet.
Nearly
but
met the judges.
Well, I think they were just scared of our creativity.
I told you not to do Kanye West.
No, I think
you never, ever, you should have taken a leaf out of my book and done Whitney.
No, but yeah, I thought the blackface was too much for them. It didn't work.
That
scared them a bit. But now they've cancelled the show. I think it's because they thought, we're too good.
But if she's talented,
do
she's
not
going
come
out
back.
Here.
Yeah. So we're going to have to go see somebody's X Factor.
Well, I think.
Can you not laugh at our joke? You totally broke the character. You're so unprofessional.
Yes.
And then who else? Oh, we do Kath and Marty, the cooking show host. And then we have a politician. And then we have
a Chinese takeaway.
And yeah.
Cool.
It's local humour to it, kind of. It's all very Australian.
Love it.
Great
stuff. And we'll have a few more song parodies as well.
Cool. Yeah.
So,
fantastic.
Good stuff.
Do you guys play games much?
I'm not
mind games.
We like to screw with things.
Yeah.
Mind.
I tell her it's time she's
but
gonna
it doesn't
get to
come
eat
in a console.
No. No. But I do like to use my webcam.
But that's not a game. It's only a punishment for those who stumble upon the footage.
Yeah. It's a bit private, gents.
God.
Yeah. Not many subscribers, I'll grant you. Some guy in a run. He's been killed now. He got caught watching it.
Anyway.
Never mind. Move on.
Yeah, move on. So, so what else do you guys do? What else do you get any, much into tech stuff, any sort of gaming and that sort of thing, or Xbox?
We're Mac people.
Oh,
so
Mac.
Yeah. Very...
Anything that Steve Jobs makes, we buy.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if it's crap, we buy it.
Cool.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, anything else you want to add before we go? John or Aaron, do you want to add anything else, mate, before you go? Any other stuff?
The lost words.
scared them.
Yeah,
I was just going to say that like for anyone who hasn't seen the Vodafail video, like it is so funny.
Yeah, it is.
And
funny.
You've got to see it. And if you want to, an easy way to find it, I'll post it on austechnews.com straight after this podcast, so that by the time you're listening to it, you'll be able to come to the site and check out the video. You got to see it. It's hilarious.
And I'll also put a link to the YouTube channel too in the show notes too, and the Facebook. You guys are on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Cool. And
I'm going to watch the Kesha parody after this podcast.
Oh, yes.
I'm keen.
Yeah, watch
that's
it. It's
classy.
Funny.
I'm all class.
It's classy.
I'm just all class.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it. And what about John? Where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me at twitter.com/techenclave and www.techenclave.com.
All right. You can find me I'm at Twitter, Brad Oz, and at Tech Webcast. And Aaron, Oz Tech News, mate. Good website.
Yeah. And also on Twitter at oztechnews.com. And also you can check out ozgadgetnews.com and ozgadgetnews on Twitter.
Good stuff. All right. Well, this has been episode 130. Thanks, guys, for being on.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. Good. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
It's been a lot of fun.
Come back anytime.
Cool, thanks.
Come back anytime.
We often don't do that, do we?
No. You're listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network.
That reminds me of if the, it's tech, Jamie King. It's here.
Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info. For info, Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop on.